Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, you probably best know her for a song that's really blown up the chart. She's on the hook of course, Cobra Starships, You Make Me Feel. But she's also worked with New Boys and Britney Spears. Matter of fact, she's touring with Britney right now and making some time for the RRS. Hello, Sabby.
Hello, how are you?
I am great. And my first question should be an easy one for you. Why are you the baddest baby in the atmosphere, Sabby?
I just am. That's self-explanatory. When you meet me, you'll know.
Okay. All right, I was going to say, because I don't know you. We haven't met yet, so...
You'll see, yeah, when you meet me.
Okay. Fair enough. You know, I'm very fortunate, Sabby, to call Gabe Saporta a good friend, and I spoke with him on my show in June. He had, of course, a lot of good things to say about you. He had a very interesting story that he wanted to work with you for Cobra's last album, Hot Mess, and due to, I guess, like, some label politics, they were like... Nah, you can't work with Sabby. You can work with Leighton Meester, but you can't work with Sabby. Did you know about
that
or no?
No, I didn't know. Like, it's crazy because he told me the same story, and I was like, what? Like, nobody told me about anything. So I was just happy that we eventually got to work together because I was a fan of theirs. I had no idea they even knew I existed. So... it was just crazy, but I was glad to work with them when we finally did.
No, absolutely, and obviously it's worked out pretty well for you so far. Talking with Sabby here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so, you know, like we mentioned, you're on tour with Britney Spears. You linked up with Britney through Dr. Luke, is that correct?
Yeah.
One person told me they kind of described you as, like, one of Dr. Luke's artists, if you will. Would that be a correct description?
Right now, yeah.
Is he, like, kind of like the EP of your album? Like, is that correct, or...?
Yeah, I mean, he's working on it now. He's working on, like, a big part of it. So
pretty good guy to have in your corner, and obviously working with him and working with Britney. What have you learned from Britney that you're kind of implementing into this solo album? Like, has she influenced you at all?
Definitely. Just watching how, like, you know, how hard she works, and she just, like, perseveres. Like, there's, like, always people watching her and stuff like that, and she still just, like, does her own thing and, like, dedicates herself to, like, working out and sleeping and eating right and getting out there every night and doing this amazing show that's, like, 20 songs or something crazy like that. It's just been, like, really dope to watch firsthand an icon work, you know?
Right. That's an interesting point. We're talking with Sabby here on the Ralphie Radio Show because there are a lot of eyes on Britney Spears, and I remember actually talking with somebody else that has worked with Britney in the past. I don't know if you know her, Tina Parole. She's like a singer, songwriter. She was telling me that when she was in the studio with Britney, Britney was super nice, but the hoopla around Britney, you have like photographers trying to break into the studio, and it's just like this whole, as you've worked with Britney and been on tour through, have you experienced that? Has it affected you at all?
It hasn't affected me, but I have witnessed it, so it's just, I think it's amazing. She just keeps doing her thing regardless.
Does it almost make you marvel even more at her, the fact that she's able to continue to do her thing despite that?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, obviously, somebody else on the Britney Spears tour as well, Nicki Minaj, you going to collaborate with her or no?
No, I mean, we did get a chance to meet a couple times, and she's friggin' bananas. Like, I love watching her show. I literally go and watch Nicki's show and then the first half of Britney's show, because I don't go on to like the middle of the show, every night. Like, Nicki, first half of Britney, I do my thing, and then I watch the finale. So it's like awesome.
You're living the life right now.
Right?
That's great. I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, like I said, you know, I talked with Gabe in June. He had nothing but great things to say about you. And by the way, Sabby's first single from that album called Wild Heart. We're going to spin that a little later with the Daily Download. Hey, Sabby,
no way.
Listen. Yeah, oh, of course. That's how we do on the Ralphie Radio Show. Listen, good luck on the rest of the tour, and thank you so much for making some time.
Thank you for having me.